1, 2, 3, 4. It's really happening. You're listening to Rooftop Sessions, supported by Bayside Bowl. Welcome back to Bowl Portland.
We could fly to the moon, get there by tomorrow afternoon. I don't want to speak too soon, but I think I love you. I'm in, look inside, check out all the things I try to hide. I don't want to speak too soon, but I think I'd like you to. Yeah, we got magic in our heads. We play in the stars when the sun comes up. Get into my bed. I don't want to speak too soon, but I think I love you. I don't want to speak too soon.
El Nino.
El Nino, the clown. El Nino the clown. It's not El Nino. It's not the El Nino de Oro. It's El Nino the clown. Oh! Hola! Ole, 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 ole! Ole, ole! Ole, 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 ole! Ole, hola!
I don't know, we've just been...
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Have a seat.
The
have a seat. We'll get you going.
Been pretty weird so far.
Okay. We'll see what happens. So, believe it or not, the stars have aligned. We are recording. So that was just the opening
of man?
Rooftop I'm Sessions, the occasional podcast about old Portland.
Yes.
Yeah? Why?
Because I'm actually had too much fun.
We're live.
We have four regulars, and we have a new guest in the studio. This is going to be like Studio maybe H or something like that. First time ever from the owner's box.
We have
a very special rooftop session.
We're live.
We are live. We are recording.
It's audio. We don't want to get fired.
It's happening. Yeah.
We are live. Audio. We are recording, and we do not edit. Do not use our real names.
Where is the video camera? I don't see it.
There's no video cameras.
Oh, we're talking.
Yeah, we did video.
Oh,
we
my God. Oh, these people is going to have so much fun with my English.
You should be fine.
Remember, yeah. I know
better
Spanish.
Than it is.
I know Spanish.
Yeah.
Yo necesito tu culero, papi, sal.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty
You know what? I think it's time for introductions.
For the beginning, but it's all right.
No, not you.
So please, guys, today, just talk a little bit slow than usually so I can understand. If not, I'm just going to move my hair like this. You know, like, yes, yes, of course. Sí, claro. Muy bien, claro que sí.
Definitely.
All right, let's do it.
Actually, we're doing it.
It's happening right now.
Yeah, it's too late. From TDYOB, this is Space Farmer. I'm looking forward to this one.
Yeah, Farmer.
We have two retired Bull Portlanders in the room. It's great. The core four is half retired. I'm hanging on by a thread. The other guy owns the place, so he's stuck forever. So welcome our retired brethren. He's a two-time Bull Portland champion. He's a king shit. He's a top dog. He's won draft league. He's won a lot of shit. He's won a lot of shit around here. This is double cheese.
Double cheese.
He's so famous everywhere.
Real well for me.
And he also is the founder.
You're pretty famous.
He also is one of the founders. He's been captain of the year. Yeah. He was part of a team of the year. Yeah. Well, kind of, but you know, we'll give it to him.
Yeah,
Dr. Thunder.
Yeah, don't say that much to the Capitan because then he get crazy.
The captain goes down with the ship.
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
This guy founded the whole thing. He is our host. He is our hero of bowling. And he's a new member of this fancy PBA
advisory
panel. Carl Hungus, how are you?
Amazing.
Great. I offer advice.
We made it.
All right.
I just got killed in the first round today.
I did.
in case you haven't figured it out yet, we have a special guest in the studio. He is new to Bowl Portland, but he is also a PBA champion. He was a member of the Lumberjacks. He likes to call himself El Nino de Oro, the Golden Boy.
Nice. Wow. Vamos! 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 Bayside is my house!
Love it. Casa.
Yeah, and I'm so happy to be here, guys, and I guess I will enjoy this conversation, and I hope...
Yes.
I hope they understand what I'm saying. If not, I don't care.
Yeah. I know you're perfect for this show.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. So, Hungus, quickly about this... What? Oh, no. No. No, that's a ghost. That's a ghost. You're seeing ghosts, Hungus.
Farmer's pregnant girlfriend's here, too. Bull Murray is in the room.
Oh,
Hola, Bull Murray.
We don't edit.
Hungus, tell us about your role in the PBA advisory panel. Do you have any idea what it is, really?
Not yet, no. I think there's 8 of us. And I told them my shirt size, so I got a shirt coming.
All right.
So we got that done.
What size you go with?
You have large. Because I don't know what, I mean, I probably should have got a medium.
Bowling shirts tend to run big, man.
I feel like it's going to be a polo. This is the guess. But I think they're like, the PBA with Bowlero is creating essentially an alternate certification program.
Like,
I think. So, like, right now, we don't certify any of our leagues at Bayside through the USBC.
Right.
Because.
Because we don't.
Why?
Yeah, we don't.
Remember, you want to talk about this part.
Well, I'm going to gloss over it.
Okay.
Well, but now apparently.
Not today.
From what I understand, they're working on another way to certify leagues through the PBA that seems like it could be a lot more interesting and a lot more exciting and have more actual value to people who are in leagues, and I'd love to be a part of it if it's, you know, if they're just looking for an advisory committee that like represents different angles, so I'm sort of supposed to represent the owner's angle on how this works. And
so the leagues here, they're going to be like PBA leagues
potentially if they come up with a cool program. I mean, I'm hoping that with this committee we are helping to shape a really cool setup, and like maybe there's something of value and a reason to certify. I mean, the only thing that we don't get is averages, but because in the U.S., I mean, the only thing we don't get out of being non-certified is none of us have averages, but that doesn't really matter because the only...
I have an average.
Do you have an average?
You have a Bobo average.
Yeah.
That's the one that counts.
Right, and that's what affects your draft league. I mean, it's like... We don't do anything. USA we don't do Ultimate. Anything with handicaps anyway here. So
USA Ultimate, you pay 40 years, and you're gonna be a member, and it like leads to outreach and stuff like that. And if you don't want the full membership, it gets you into all the year events. If you want to go that path, and if you don't, you do one of their events, and it's like $15 to like play summer league. And none of us like are like I pay my Ultimate membership every year and have no umbrage at it. But the USBC stuff, I was like, what the fuck? I don't need this shit. I fucking average 135. I'm not gonna ever use this. But why is it a different mindset over USA Ultimate? Because I re-up every year. I'm not really playing anymore, but I love the sport.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think there's a lot of debate about what is happening. Like, what are league members getting, and is it growing the sport with the money that's going to them? I mean, I'm sure the same thing happens in Ultimate. But so if there's an alternate sanctioning body that is more interesting and exciting and is connected to, like, bowling on TV, which is interesting, and stars. I mean, that just seems cooler and more interesting. Like,
totally.
When I think of the USBC sanctioning, I just think of a giant rule book. That's it. Like, I don't even know how to register for the Nationals.
Like
it's
Avalon.
Too complicated. And I'm like a former lawyer. I can't figure out how to register. I had to have magic.
He brought it up. He has a law degree, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I do.
So don't fuck around.
And used to.
I still can't understand how to register for a tournament.
Are you still certified? Could you still practice law? Do you get your license renewed every year?
I have been, no. I am under suspension.
You're my guy. Better off slaw, dude. I might need some help with some legal shit coming up, my man.
Me and cannot Cheese. Offer legal
Cheese
advice.
Cheese and I are going out tonight.
Need to be his own lawyer.
League advice, not legal.
At least get some bail together.
So, I don't know. Seems interesting. Like, I like the idea of getting more involved in the... developing the sport. It sounds kind of cool.
Fuck yeah.
Awesome, man. Well, congrats. Yeah. Do us right.
No, I will.
All right. Draft league's about to start.
No. We are. Do yourself right.
And everything else will follow.
Yeah. Come on. He doesn't have to do you anything.
No.
Moving on.
Thank you.
Shot. Am I wrong?
Next.
All right. Draft league 22 starts in 2 days.
Yes, sir.
It filled unbelievably fast this year.
Yes.
And, I'm very glad I made it in. So it's Tuesday night. When does practice start for draft?
6:15.
6:15 practice. 6:30.
June's already gone.
6:30 match starts.
Time. Sorry about that.
Yeah. 6:15 practice. 6:30 games. Neighborhood. Ballpark. Yeah. We're ballparking here.
It's a sliding scale.
People and have gotten mad
it's
before when
just
it was
like, it's just,
not
just
on
like
time.
Last year. It's all BOPO. All 20 lanes.
Yeah.
It's just BOPO.
That's how it should always be.
Hungus, how do you feel about your team?
I like it a lot, actually. It's all people. My goal going into draft was people I've never bowled with before, and I succeeded. That was it. And we have terry cloth shirts. And that's like, honestly, that is really the thing I'm most looking forward to. I want to just bowl in terry cloth.
This dude suits and threads his fits, his outfits, next level. Right? Best dressed owner.
I want to see that. I want to see that.
Well, he was the best dressed owner at the PBA league, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, of all of us, all the owners.
Hey, El Nino, have you met your draft league team yet? Do you know anyone on your team?
I meet my capitan, my captain.
Oh, Casual Hondo.
Casual Hondo, oh, nice. It's so nice. She gave me a lot of drinks, so that's very good.
That's good captaining.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'm going to be in the team anymore, because she told me, if you don't win today, you're out of the team, so I
would be fine with that.
We have that trade.
So, yeah. I don't know if somebody wants to hire me or not anymore.
Free agent.
We traded this dude, Captain Sparrow, and he's still pissed about it.
He wasn't a real captain, though.
No. So, El Nino, you also have our teammates with C-Town, who's a longtime Bowl Portlander. Wall.
Pro-Am teammate, too.
Wall.
The Wall.
No idea who Wall is, actually.
I don't really know him. Wall. He bowled this summer.
Oh.
That's Munson.
Sticky Fingers.
Yeah.
Very nice pickup. Oh, that's a good pickup. That's a good pickup.
That's a weird nickname, but I think he kind of strike.
He's a big bear wild guy.
With that name, he's like...
He grows cannabis, so he always has
sticky fingers. Your fingers in the bowl, and then you try and... got to be something good.
He does bowl like that. He's like a 135 guy. But his fingers are sticky because he makes great marijuana.
Yeah.
You know what I'm amazing about this place, seeing the tournaments, like... Nobody has handicap. That's amazing. I mean, I think that is the only place in the whole world like they don't run tournaments with handicap. And that is like
We all appreciate that.
Thank you.
Because the people really wants to get better at something. Because if you don't do that, if you give a lot of handicap, then people just wants to be kind of like sandbagger, that's how they tell that.
Yeah.
And just keep it, and they say, okay, I shoot my regular 200, but then I shoot a couple 140s.
I went 230. Yeah.
And then when I get into the tournament, I got 50 pins, 50 pins handicap, and then I shoot my regular 200, and then nobody can beat me. But here is
that's
like...
That's a good point. Now, how do you do this again?
No, but you're right. That's why we do it, because it's like, I'll bowl 150s all day long, but I'm not going to get 80 pins and bowl a fucking 230.
That's what
I'm
going to
beat
saying,
you with a 230.
Yeah.
I'm going to roll a fucking 230. And every once in a while I do. And when I do, it's one of the best nights of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, it rarely
happens. Makes you really, really feeling good.
Pins.
You know?
I would never take 3 pins. Hey, Mike, let me give you 9 pins. Let me give
you 9 pins. Yeah, you shoot 130 and you got 80 pins handicap, and then you shoot a guy, he put the pocket all the time and he shoot 208, and then... You say, oh, I beat this guy.
I get 129 and I get a 209. Yeah,
that's
bullshit.
Crazy, yeah.
He doesn't need a handicap, that's for sure.
No, but I agree with that opinion, and we've talked about that a lot over the years, and we love that about our league. And people are like, I got an 86. Well, that's what you get. But every once in a while, when you get that 201, you're like, holy fucking shit, I never thought I'd roll a 201 in my life. I average 87. That was Farmer.
We don't know anything else. We
did have a big, probably the biggest draft night trade in draft history, where Goulding traded his daughter.
Oh.
He traded resting bitch face for Buck Ripcord. Broken Buck Ripcord.
What's wrong with Buck?
Buck has been injured for like 6-9 months. I don't know. He
slipped a disc?
I don't really know.
Take it easy, cheese.
I don't know. He's not the same Buck.
Really?
Yeah.
So when I saw Frankie and Buck on the same team, good. I was like, oh, that's...
Yeah,
that's,
on paper it looks good.
Wow.
But...
good fuck Buck. The guy was going to win high average every year. If he's not good, that gives everyone else a chance.
So guys, I don't know anything about the bowlers. So can you tell me, please, at least the 10 top bowlers in the draft
league? 10?
No. Well, there's the four of us.
Give me the first 10 or top 8 or whatever, but I just want to know at least who is the good one.
Buck is good.
Buck Ripcord has won most of the top averages here, but he's injured now.
Top 10 is usually Buck.
Tommy Guns
Charlie.
Won the top average last year. Tommy Guns is really good.
Cheese, I mean, precious.
Cheese is retired.
We can run
he used to be great. He's retired
now,
though. You got here?
Oh, yeah, I got to go.
Oh man!
A lot of smooth jazz.
Yeah. See you later. Who's the host now?
Can you text me the agenda?
Cheese is gonna host.
Screenshot me the agenda.
Precious is up there. Usually.
Story: how we made it to Bold Portland.
Cheese will take
that's
over.
That's coming up in our second half.
Farmer.
All right, we've lost Farmer.
Top 7.
Yeah, we're just talking about the top 8.
Gutter Boy.
Bowlers.
Gutter Boy's up
nut
there.
Nut Sauce.
Urban Legend.
Yeah, okay. Sauce.
Urban Legend. Yeah.
Terry.
Yeah, it's the same guy.
No, not Terry's buddy that I hate. Oh, Tony. Sorry, oh. Tony. I love you, dude.
No offense.
What's his bullying? He just won them.
He doesn't play drafts.
That's top 8. And which one you think they have some talent to getting really good if they practice or getting good in
Nut Sauce and Heartbreak Kid.
I would say Heartbreak Kid.
Heartbreak Kid and Nut Sauce.
Got some of the most potential in the league. Yeah, he's fucking nasty.
Yeah, he's a two.
And what about there is any juniors? Bowlers or not?
No. I don't think so.
Really, no, well, Avery was like the youngest bowler.
Yeah, I mean, resting bitch face is 21.
Yeah,
so
she was a good junior, but she aged out.
We can't have underage people in this league if they knew we're all going to jail.
They had to be old enough to drink.
Yeah, man. I was thinking to bring my son, but I think it's not a good idea.
No,
he does
idea.
Have a junior tournament.
His son is
like
10 years old
Sundays,
and really
right?
fucking good.
Didn't you have youth stuff on Sundays at like 11?
I'm going to do a couple of them in October, yeah.
Yeah, we got to make some junior.
Build the future.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's.
Yeah, Bopo is pretty adult. It's like, you know, so I mean, it's a lot of, it's loud, there's a lot of drinking.
You know, that was very funny because I bowl a lot of pro-ams in the whole year in the PBA tour. So in the pro-ams regular, like, go everybody, like kids or grandmas or whatever.
Not here.
So when they told me that I'm going to bowl a pro-am here, then I sent an email to PBA like, hey, there is any way can my son... can bowl the pro-am. My son is 10 years old, and they don't even answer the email. I'm like, what happened? I'm like, and then I came here, and then Kyle Troop come to me, and he says, hey man, don't feel bad about it. It's not about you or anything like that. It's kind of like a adult pro-am. I'm like, okay, that, I mean, I'm totally fine. I don't know what you're talking about, but I will see it tonight. Yeah. and then when I see it at the night, I say, I understand why.
It's unlike any other program in the entire nation, right?
Yeah, that was the most fun program that I ever have in my life.
Same here.
No 10-year-olds.
By far.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's rare. In the first year that it happened, you know, we were all here. I don't even know if we had this side yet, right?
No, it was just the old side.
Yeah. And Charlie got up and gave a speech. And he's like, just so you know, no cameras tonight. Everybody put your fucking phones down. And he's like, we're here to win tonight. We're going to have some fun. Yeah. But every team is like trying to win it. And when like, obviously the pros don't really care, but they've over the years started to care. So like the teams like fight to win it. And everybody's just having fun.
Yeah, it's
just
I mean, amazing it was, night. For me, the first... I think that I saw it was like everybody was telling me like this is very serious. I'm like, okay, that's fine. And I was thinking they're like really, really good bowlers talking to me like kind of like I am kind of the shit here.
Yeah, you
the first one who told me that was Garlic. Yes. And then I say, well, okay, that's cool. And then we start the practice session. And then I start to see a couple guys, and then I see Garlic. I'm like, well, I think he wants to win this thing so bad.
And he rolls 10 miles an hour.
He's a whole other bowler now.
And that speed. Was pretty much the ball first guy jokes. That I meet here after Charlie, of course. But
that's a great first guy to meet.
Yeah, and then I saw him in like different places, like restaurants. And like,
I'm a Tucker Trio.
This guy is so nice. Like,
one of the nicest people I've ever met.
Yeah, it's so cool. I mean, his game is kind of like lefty, right?
Yeah, he's a little lefty.
A little lefty, but I tell Charlie after a couple weeks, I say, Garlic was righty, right? He was supporting like you know, like he was facing this way. He's like, no, he was a lefty. And then... But, I mean, and then we play a little tournament. Remember, we make a little tournament? Yeah. And he bowl. And he win with Hamas. They won.
He's a proven winner.
Arturo, were you bowling in that game, too?
He bowled in that tournament.
And Garlic won it? Yeah. Yes. That's awesome.
Yeah. Garlic's a champ.
Yeah.
So they win the cup. Yeah, what was the friend of you that he was very happy because you gave him that trophy?
Beer Hunter. Beer yeah. Hunter's first title of any kind at Bayside Bowl, and he's very
so
excited.
So I decided to give him like a storm patch, you know, like now you are a storm staffer because you're a champion in Bayside.
Yeah. Best day of his life.
You're yeah, pro yeah. now.
Yeah, his first, Arturo's first bowling with us, we set up for a tournament, and I went open first frame, Diesel went open second frame, and Shifter went gutter, gutter. He's like, oh, you guys
classic.
Are really good
classic
here.
Shifter.
Really good bowlers.
Tough pattern.
I hope yeah. you weren't intimidated.
Pro pattern.
That was so cool.
Do you find that intimidating?
I mean, I just fall in love with every bowler here. It's like yeah. everyone has his own style and stuff like that. And everyone wants to win, like, really bad. Like, it don't matter who you bowl. And that's the thing that I, even myself, gotta remember. Because I remember when I was a kid, I don't really care if I bowl against anybody. I was just, with my ball, I hit the ball really hard and the ball makes so much hook. If I can hit the pocket 12 times, nobody can beat me. And then the guys are like, calm down because that guy is so good. I say, I don't care. And then I ball against the guys and then I beat them. I told you I can beat this guy. You know, but that's why, because you don't have that thing like, you just think you can win. And that's the way yeah. we're supposed to think all the time.
It's great you say that because it is the Bull Portland way, and we talk about people that come new to the league or late to the league. And
ringers.
One of our recent shows, Garlic Jones, we were like, Garlic Jones is one of the most recent additions to the league that's just made the league better. Like, we're so lucky we got this great guy in our lives. So for you to see that in, like, your first month here is a real testament to Garlic. But you're right, like, that competitive thing. Like,
yeah.
Charlie be texting me on a Thursday, he's like, you've rolled 253 times in your fucking life. If you come in doubt in, you can beat these fucking yeah. guys from Lowe's. And we do believe that. We're all coming in trying to win.
Everyone,
it doesn't always work. But especially in the A division, people are showing up to like have fun,
huge
but to win.
BOPO update. Lowe's is moving to Tuesday. A.
First time in
Finally.
Many years since they've
so
been
LOS
there.
Is...
Thursday team.
Last year's runner-up. No. Champions the year before. I don't know what they're going to do with a retired cheese, but
don't tell
they were
that.
the top team on Thursday.
He doesn't listen.
And they're moving to Tuesday now. The Tuesday A. Where
the balance of power is changing. We were a Tuesday team a long time ago. LOS was.
Everybody was. He
Everybody was.
Tuesday,
that's true.
But we did, I think, a year of Tuesdays in this building. And then,
yes, so did I.
And then said, enough of that. We switched to Thursdays. It was like a ghost land on Thursdays. There's nobody there. We dominated Thursday, obviously.
Holden's moving to B.
That'll be a good fit for him. He will dominate.
He should be moving to C.
The newly
C-locked, dude.
How low can we go? He's trying out for restaurant league.
He's going to be trying out for another restaurant
league. So what do you think of your first tournament here?
He doesn't get it dialed in.
You have a good time in that?
This first tournament, I was like...
You a little nervous?
I guess it's your second tournament. You already won a title here.
Oh, yeah. Well, that made me really more relaxed after
yeah.
that.
But, late night money pot game?
Yeah,
no,
but,
right
but this one was like kind of special. I was watching some old bowlers from like 20 years ago that I bowled in Vegas. And then I see here Brian Bogosian that kicked yeah. my ass. And then
20 years ago.
Yeah.
And today.
Yeah, he's
holding 20
a grudge.
You see here today.
So the story repeat. So 20 years ago, he kicked my ass, and then 20 years after.
But he's like, Arturo, good to see you again.
Yeah, he's like, I'm really nice to see you. Because, you know, he's a really calm guy. He's such a nice guy. He's like, hi, Arturo. I'm really nice to see you.
My bad.
Yeah. And then I tell him, hey, Brian, you look really good. You look even better than 20 years ago. And he does.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. So I was telling Charlie, like, I'm having a lot of fun, like, because I was bowling beside him all the time, and then we bowl in the same pair, and then we bowl each other, and he deserved to win some way, so.
Oh, well.
And that's amazing. You never would have expected to see him here today, right?
Oh, no.
You didn't know that he was in this tournament until you saw him. And you're I respected that guy in the past.
And the thing that I see here is, like, I can see so many kind of level of bowlers, like, but they really don't care. That's what I like about this place. Because They think they can win.
Yeah, I love it.
You know, that's what I mean, that's when you have the best time in your life. When yeah. Because when you win it,
yeah.
then you say, I mean, almost a couple guys kicked my ass before. Yeah.
Like, I made the semis in 2012.
I mean, and it was no Brian Bogosian, not like a master champion, yeah. you know? Like
I retired because I knew I could no longer
like,
win anymore.
I bowled with these guys, and they're like screaming to me, like, let's go! I'm like, oh my God, this guy is really serious about it. And I'm like, okay. And I'm trying to do my best, and I kick his ass, and then he's like, and then he get kind of quiet. So I'm like, okay, if you leave, that's one thing about I tell Charlie the other
it's
day.
Him and I know,
if you leave me alone, if you don't say anything like Ryan Bogosian, he don't say anything. He kicked my ass because he was so nice.
Yeah.
But if somebody's come to me like screaming like, let's go, come on, I'm like, oh,
don't poke
really?
The bear.
Yeah.
Oh really?
It's you.
Okay.
You guys would be great.
Don't poke
okay.
the bear.
Yeah. Then I pump up and then sure. I strike.
Yeah. Sorry, Dutch, I got a new double sport.
So
that's normal.
So guys, anytime you wanna beat me, please don't say anything. Yeah. Just
nice.
Beat me and then it's gonna be so easy.
Arturo, do you have a doubles partner yet?
From what?
It's
from
me and you, bro. We're gonna take down him and Jerk in the finals.
No, I'm gonna. I think
ouch.
I'm gonna take my
just got
wife.
Turned down.
This guy kills careers.
I think I'm gonna take my wife like doubles partner.
Oh yeah.
No, no. This is no a doubles offense. Tournament. But we can go co-ed.
Yeah.
All right. I'll be with you, Nutsauce, again.
Do you have any advice for these guys? They're recently retired. You retired for
before,
a while.
Before yeah. you answer
what do we
that,
do with all this free time?
You know why everybody's so competitive in this league? Those big-ass banners that you see out there
yeah.
with the year and the name on it.
Yeah.
That was like a genius move by you guys that started the league. Like, people don't care about winning money here. We're not trying to win money. We're not trying to be in like a freaking league where it's like, hey, you get 30 more pins because this guy's better than you. Fuck handicap leagues.
Yeah.
Everybody's going for that banner. And that's what brings that competitive but fun flow every night. We've got the DJ going, but everybody's dialed in to win because whether it's going to happen or not, you dream about that fucking banner every fucking night.
Yeah,
these guys have won banners.
I mean, and that draft thing like you guys do, like you can pick
yeah.
like four or five bowlers, like that's awesome because then you cannot make like really, really strong teams. You have to have some mix about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
then that makes you more fun because sometimes in every league, like they have these five top teams, like you never beat that team. So everybody's like,
that's Bopo now. Thanks.
I mean, everybody's. I'm telling you,
we get divisions.
Every league that I know in the States, you're like, you get in there and everybody's like walking there, like just going like this, and they have like 300. They're like, they put the finger and they just look like, and you're like, okay. I don't understand why, but
yeah.
no, they just get tired about the same guys winning every week because that's how they do it.
That's why draft league is great.
They have five guys, average 230. How are you going to beat that, guys?
Average 231.
Burgers on a house shot.
Yeah,
in a house shot,
yeah,
all the five guys.
No interest in house shots. Sports shots only.
But you are right that like we don't like... I mean, I was starting to go to Mist when I was averaging 130s at Mist, but I was like, I'm going to, one of these times, it's all going to work out. And I think that is
totally.
The thing. Everybody here thinks they can have that one day. And it works, though. It keeps them moving up. And
yeah.
Any given day.
Well, that's the great thing about bowling. You're never out of a game. Like, somebody that sucks, like me, can beat somebody good. If I just get fucking 8 to 10 lucky fucking Brooklyn strikes in a row, and that happens every once in a while.
That's all you need.
You can take some dude down and not only ruin their day, but like ruin their entire life.
It's
so
gonna get on a
really
heater.
Really appealing to me.
I would like to know more about your retirement.
I'm
both of you guys. You're more recently retired.
I'm
how's
fresh.
Retirement going for you? How are you feeling?
It's great. I'm collecting the benefits. They're coming in weekly. No, I don't know. I feel pretty good. I don't have a ton of time. Pretty well structured. I can't get here at open.
You had to retire and then
before.
Get a job.
I got a job and then I retired.
I got a job then I stayed in the league for 30 years.
Yeah, that's how the bowlers, once they get a job, they retire. They say, this is real job, man. I'm like,
I guess
okay.
It means I've reached a certain point.
Yeah,
in my
that's
career.
What I, when I start to go to the tour and then I see some really good bowlers retire, and I'm like, so what are you doing now? And they say, I just have a real job. I'm like, okay. And they're so mad
like?
With bowling. Like,
That's Randy Peterson. He got that gig on ESPN and he bounced.
It's so easy to get mad in bowling because, of course, like, I was talking to Charlie, like, if you are in the top 20 or top 30 in the world,
please.
From bowling,
por favor.
I mean, you just can't make your bills.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Crazy.
It's hard. It's
that's
hard.
Why. That's why everybody's mad. That's why. Yeah. The only guys he's not mad is Jason and Kyle Troop with the, you know, because they're making 500,000 a year.
Yeah.
But the other guys, they make 50,000, 70,000, 40,000 and beating top 16.
Yeah.
So you just pay your bills.
It's a grind. It's
so
hard.
In any other sports, it's like, oh, okay, I finished top 20 in tennis. Okay, you got 3 million.
Millions.
You know, you're like, yeah, so that's the only thing like I don't really like about bowling, but everything else.
There's no money.
I love
that. That's great.
Yeah. Like, the money goes where the fans are.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah. WNBA people talk about, like, why aren't you supporting WNBA? He's like, ladies, you don't put 1,500 people in the stadiums. You don't buy the jerseys. You watch Beverly Housewives every night, and you're like, yeah, she ruined that bitch's life. Put money to that. Jesus. The money will go there. And I was like, Bill's talking some fucking truth right here. The U.S. women's national team, though, gets the money because we all watch that shit.
Yeah.
Well, he's like, women don't even watch the WNBA.
Arturo had a pretty
When's the last
good...
time you watched a WNBA game? Say, never.
I've never seen that. But you were saying, you can tell these guys, you're the story with Blanco, where you were comparing, this
you
is
know,
a pretty
like,
fun, good story.
I was in Mexico, in this place. The owner of this place married the Miss Universe from Mexico, Lupita Jones. So this club was the most famous club in Mexico. It has record Guinness like the best club in the whole world from 32 years straight. Like you can see Carlos Slim over there, the richest guy in the planet in the last 3-4 years. And a lot of artists and soccer players. And I mean, it was just crazy to go there, to get inside this. If you don't know the owner or the manager, no chance you can get in.
Could a PBA advisory board dude get in there?
No way. No.
Can we drop his name?
No way.
No.
But if no he way. Goes with El Nino, he can get in.
Hey.
So it's all right.
We're in. We're in.
And they know me like El Nino. That was funny thing because we're like, hey, what's up, Nino? What's up? So at the end of the night, we have the best soccer player in Mexico at that time. His name was Cuauhtémoc Blanco. Now he's like a government.
He's in the government
Morelos.
Now?
Like, that guy, he don't even know how to do 2 + 2.
He doesn't know what his name is anymore.
I'm telling you that. And then he's the government of Morelos.
That's like our buddy
like
Farmer.
The city when they kicked me out of all my restaurants.
Oh, that's the same place? Oh, shit.
So I didn't wait until Cuauhtémoc get government. So then pretty much we'll be really good friends. And then I can do whatever I want. But that was like 2 years after they kicked me out of that place. But anyway,
you gotta get in the government.
I was talking to Cuauhtémoc, the best soccer player in Mexico at that time. But in around the world was like the 150th player, you know, like.
I mean, still to have access to somebody like that's pretty amazing.
But he make every month in Mexico to be the best player and playing the best team in Mexico at that time. That was El America. So he make like 150,000 a month, right? So then we're talking, it's like, hey, so what's your name? Arturo and hey, Cuauhtémoc. And he says like, you know me, right? You know who I am? I say, yes, of course. And then, you know me, right? And he's like, no. So that was funny. So I say, okay. So I tell him, so I am a bowler. Like, what is bowler? What does that mean? He told me that, like, what does that mean? I'm like, you never went to a bowling center? It's because you're so poor, man. You know, I'm just, no, but he's like, no. So he's like, So then he says, of course I know what's a bowling alley. Okay, that's what I do. I'm a professional bowler and I'm the best bowler in Mexico. And he's like, really? Bowling? That's what you do for a living? Bowling? I'm like, yeah. So and then he says, so how much money you make every month? I'm like, why are you asking me that? Come on, are you a policeman or what? Yeah, you know, like
over or under
know?
The table.
I don't want to talk about money with you, you know, especially you're a soccer player and I'm a bowler.
Before or after taxes.
Why are we going to talk about money? It's like, so I say, I don't know. I don't know, probably like, I don't know, 5,000, 7,000 a month in Mexico is a lot of money.
Yeah, dude, I'll take that, you know? Here.
And he
Charlie
says,
would have loved that during
the pandemic. I feel sorry about you.
I'm sorry.
I'm like, what? Yeah, because I make like 150,000 every month.
Every month.
It's good for you. But then I say, but so which is your ranking in the whole world? So you are in the best in Mexico, but what's your ranking in the whole world? It's like probably like 140, 150. I'm like, oh man, that's, I feel bad about it.
You're like, I'm 26.
You know?
Got him, but.
And then at that time I was playing in Europe and in all over the place. And I was top 8 in Europe at that time. So I say, man, I'm around top 8, top 16 in the whole world. Yes. And I mean, I feel so sorry for you. I mean, you're living in a bad dream because you think you deserve your money, but you're not. You are in 150 place in the world and you make that money? Imagine if I'm in the top 8, top 16 and I'm just make this. It's just because I want you guys like you feel better when you're suck too much, you know?
Oh, 100%. When he first said to you what's bowling, like he didn't know, and then you told him and he said that he knew what bowling was, I was fucking smashed a bowling ball over his head. So you're good on this.
And then
I love how you handle it.
And then he says, I don't care.
I lost my mind. Like,
I really don't care.
No, it's,
but I'm making more money. So I say, okay, why we don't make a bet?
You handle that? Oh, yes.
So how much money you got? He's like, I bet all the money I have. Of course, I don't want to cover all the money you have, but I'm only. I mean, if I have in my account 50,000 or 100,000, I bet you that I'm all in.
Yeah, yeah.
You can go.
I'm about 11,000 right
to
now.
To bowling with me anytime, and you're Cast. Never gonna beat me, never, never. And if I go and you put like a, you are like a, how you call it? Goalkeeper.
Yeah.
And. You make me make a penalty. I mean, I will make a ball something because everybody can fucking shoot a fucking soccer ball, man. Anybody in the it's world like touch that.
But every kid's first sport is kicking a soccer ball.
Yeah, everyone.
In the world.
Everyone.
Yes.
But I'm telling you, you carry the ball and you're gonna say,
"Oh,
are you sure this is too heavy for me?" You're gonna have a 6-pound bowling ball, man, because you're. I mean,
Farmer rolls a 6-pounder.
He doesn't get any carry.
And then he says, I think you beat me in this one. So let's just get a drink. And then he just go order another bottle of champagne.
Backed out.
So he didn't even bet you to finish the game because he knew he was going to lose.
Scared him.
You were going to kill
Suck
him.
Suck it, Blanco.
Yeah. He's scared of the
ball.
Yeah, because if he make a phone call, he can bring the whole news to whatever he wants to make a match.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
and he
be
will
friends.
Be ridiculous doing
gotta play
that.
Nice.
Wow. We had a buddy back in the day, he'd like play you for $5 and you'd beat him. And you're like, I'll play you for $100 right now. And then you'd beat him for that and he'd be like another $100. And then everybody would go down and beat him and he would leave here like $500 down, go to the ATM.
Shifter.
You have to take three different, no.
Just kidding,
sorry, buddy
shifter.
Of mine from back in the day. So. I could tell you had the confidence. You're not going to lose. That's what he thought too, but he wasn't bowling in the PBA either. He was bowling for Thunder Dick.
Oh,
you know, where were we?
We know him.
We were the boxer from
Clubber Lang.
You were Clubber Lang.
Clubber Lang.
Rest in peace, man.
So, as a couple of retired guys, you got any advice to a new member of the draft league?
It's
pace
just
yourself.
So fun.
I would
like
say pace
saying,
yourself. You're a professional. You can handle your stuff, but pace yourself.
I mean, I'm just going to have fun.
Yeah. Well, like, he has saying, no idea.
You know, it's going to be like my guys go out, you know?
Yeah. Guys night out?
It is one of the best
That's
leagues here.
No, it's like,
a bunch of random people
whatever happened,
that have a lot of fun together. It helps you meet a bunch of other people,
yeah.
And the bowling level is actually higher than BOPO because there's smaller teams and usually better bowlers play it. So like the scores are crazy, but it's still a bunch of people having fun. It's just outside of obviously BOPO is my favorite league, but like Draft League is my favorite out of all the BOPO like drip. You know what I mean?
Draft League is a blast. I love it. I'm actually looking forward to it more than anything.
It's fall. You're not driving through snow and shit.
What I've also, when you think about it, like, it seems like it's a lot of people, is 26 teams, and then BOPO is 56. It's crazy to think about
that's
how,
a record, right?
How
that's
big
a,
the league is.
That's
winter
term.
Blows in Maine, man. You're a genius. You got to have something to do in the winter.
Yeah,
Draft League is like...
I will die in a snowstorm so I can roll 130s on a Tuesday
about
night.
Winter. Yeah.
He keeps bragging on his 130s.
No, Molly's like, we can't drive in there. There's
we're going to make a salsa lesson on winter.
Yeah, we are going to have some salsa lesson.
I'm from Tampa, Florida. Go slow when you first start in the snow. Oh, I went to college
in
New
snow.
York and grew up in Florida. First time I saw snow, I was like, this ain't shit, dude. I'm living in the sand. Spinning down
upside
the
down
middle of
the
street. Like, what the fuck? No, I landed it. Didn't get touched. That's why I'm thundering.
Stuck the landing.
No crashing.
When you usually get away with everything, it gives you a little, you know, a little extra buffer.
You know,
it like,
will be really nice to see this sign out of Bayside Bowl, like, impress your friends and learn how to dance salsa.
That's pretty good.
No, that's
maybe just learn how to dance salsa.
That's how my father met my mom. That's what I'm saying in that story. Yeah. Because
that's awesome.
He was driving. And then he see this sign, and he don't even know how to move a foot. Like, he was like two left feet, like that.
It's like Charlie.
And then he saw that, impress your friends and know how to dance salsa. So then my mother was the teacher of the salsa room, and then he met my father.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So my wife's parents were dancers, and they like did salsa and swing dancing, and they just went to dancing conventions with all their friends. And, like, they put on an absolute show at our wedding. Like, when they were on the floor together, dancing together, that was the most connected they've ever been. Like, people think about dancing like, oh, man, I'm at a frat party. We're going to grind on the dance floor to House of Pain. I hope somebody gets has a good time tonight. No, that connection and that high level of skill, like, dancing, I was like, holy fucking shit.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
It's impressive. Yeah. It's like Farmer and Bull Murray dancing together.
Yeah.
Spot of ourselves.
Beautiful thing to watch.
You know, Farmer? So we got this buddy Farmer, right?
He was here a minute ago.
He was the other guy who was
here. Oh, yeah, he was
He's
here.
He's the host who left in the middle of the show.
Yeah, we miss you, Farmer. We miss you.
That
took an extended
bath break.
So why they call him Farmer?
Space Farmer.
Why?
So, fantasy sports.
Space.
Have you ever played fantasy football, basketball, baseball? So his first team, he's like most fantasy teams are like, Mike's kill team or Charlie's big sausage. And he's like, I'll show these douchebags. I'm Space Farmer.
There's a lot of Charlie's big sausage teams
that was
out there.
His first, like, fantasy name, Space Farmer. He's like, it's great. I'm like, dude, it sucks. So then my wife.
Yeah, and he don't look like a Space Farmer.
No. He looks like a turd farmer.
Yeah, he looks like such an actor, like so quiet and, you know, with the glasses and things, really skinny guy, like, I don't do anything, like,
he reminds me of Anthony Hopkins
in Silence
of the Lambs.
Yeah.
I mean, murdering Farmer on the podcast.
And he looks like this kind of guy, like American Pie guys, you know? Like,
oh, yeah.
That movie.
This guy's a sick fuck.
Yeah.
He jerks off on people when they're not looking, and he's like, are you cool with it?
Edit this part out, specifically. Check the time code.
No offense.
Yeah, but at the end, he turns like the nice guy, the coolest guy, you know? Like,
see this person over here that we pretended wasn't here the whole show? I officiated her wedding, and Space Farmer read a reading in her wedding.
Redacted.
He didn't officiate it because, like, he wanted to marry her and everything. And we're not sure if that's her husband's baby or if it's Space Farmer's baby. And we haven't decided to do tests and everything. No, we're just
let's not do tests.
Let it feels be a surprise. Like it happened in Greece. So Farmer gets her a fucking present, like, when she's pregnant. And it's a picture from
there. this is Farmer's wife?
He wishes.
Redacted.
She's married to another dude. Farmer just wants to bang her. So she gets pregnant.
Oh, so the dad is the farmer, but you have another guy?
Yeah. Brett.
His words, not
what's
ours.
What's Brett's bully name? Is it Stubbs? Is his bully name?
Stubbs.
So Farmer buys them a picture from their, like, when they got engaged photos. And it's just a full-blown picture of just Bull Murray. And Stubbs isn't even in it. Oh, so it's this full-blown picture that, like, Farmer jerked off on, like, for 5 days and then laminated it and, like, gave it to her right in front of her fucking husband. And we're like, dude, like, what are you doing, man? He's like, no, just being friendly, guy.
Wow, this girl is going to lose the baby.
No, it's her husband's baby. Farmer can't get anybody pregnant, dude. He's 95 years old.
No offense.
That's right. Sorry, I mean, Farmer. Sorry. You leave, you get
what
you
left.
Yeah.
It's like falling asleep, you get drawn on by
a shark. He knew what was going to happen.
He did.
Right when he left, he's like, I'm fucked. I've left early before, and then I listened to the rest of it, and like, those sons of fucking bitches.
You can't
thank
leave
God he's
the microphone's
gone,
on.
That fucking piece of shit.
That was wrong. God. He'll know that.
So, Arturo, what are you looking forward to the most about being in Maine?
I just don't want to hear that many bad words.
Oh, sorry. Strike that from the record. What are you looking forward to the most about being at Bayside Bowl, Maine, going back on tour? Like, what are you looking forward to the most about your new move?
I mean, first of all, I'm so excited to be here. Like, it's like a dream come true for me. Like, come to a place like you feel is your house.
Mi casa.
You see, I was saying that, like, this is my house, this is my house. It's like when you say, like, you gotta be positive about something, and you just thinking about my house, something torn your house, you know?
It worked.
Yeah. It works.
It worked this time.
So finally, I'm part of the house. I'm a staffer of Bayside. Yeah. I got my shirt.
I saw the shirt.
You can see my shirt. So I'm so glad to be here, and I think it's like the right spot for me to prepare myself for the next season and to get the best bowler that I've ever been before. Because I have all the people around me, like, support me, like Charlie and
Hungus. Yes.
And right now I'm feeling like, you know, the people here so nice. I mean, the first time that I get here and I'm talking to the people, everybody's so nice, and I'm like, I like this place so much. I can't believe that I'm in this place. And I bring my family to see this place. And if I didn't bring it for the PBA League, I will never move here, because I cannot tell my wife, I know this place is so cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's move there in 2 weeks. Yeah. She's gonna say, you're crazy, man. I'm not going there.
Yeah.
So, but she see that too. Like, it was so nice environment and people and the kids.
It's a great place to
feel
so
good.
Man,
I got
really
one kid 10 years old and one girl from 8 years old. They get really good along with Charlene's son and daughter. And I feel the connection of everything here. So that's something that I think my life always moved like, I feel this is going to the a good move. You better take it, because also, I believe in God, and I believe, like, things happen for a reason, because He sent us that things. So I think I'm here for a reason, and I think it's going to be very good. I'm really, really happy about to be in this place right now.
Arturo, what you just said, like, really resonates with me, right? Like, I was born in Georgia, lived in Tampa, Florida for a while, then I was in New York, then I was in Boston, and I, like, hated all those places, like, hated them, like, just like hated that environment. But my wife was from Maine, and even before I met her, I came up with her with some college friends, and my first bar I went to was Gritty's in Portland, Maine. I was like, this is just such a different freaking place. Living in Maine, I have 16-year-old twins, raising a family here. This is the best place I've ever lived in my life, and I'll never leave Maine until they throw me out, which is always on the table. But I love Maine. I think you're a great addition to this league, and you're going to love living here.
You know what is really something that I feel it? I drive from Dallas to Maine. And then I told my family, like, we can have a little bit of vacation in the way, like Washington, New York, and whatever we found in the way. So, looks like fun. And once I was driving my car here, there is a sign that says, "Welcome to Maine." And it says, that's the life supposed to be, or
right, the way life should be.
It lives up to that slogan every time I drive back in.
Right?
The way life should be.
Yeah. And I was like, really? You know? And then I keep driving, and then I start to see the city, and I say, I tell my wife, I love this place. I don't know why, but I feel we're gonna live here. And she told me, Are you crazy? Why are you saying that? You know? And then all the PBA league happened, and at the beginning I was a little bit struggle, like too nervous about it because I wanted to do it so good.
And you're on the home team.
Yeah. You know, and I was in the best team in the place.
Oh, yeah.
For me, it was to be or in the Real Madrid or Barcelona. For me, it was like that. I was feeling that way.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And even if I know that I have the capacity to be there, it was something like really, really pressure for me. Like, because it's like
a big thing for you to be selected to a PBA team.
Yeah. And it's like,
it's respect you have that you to got show, it's not easy.
You have to show yourself you can do this. And maybe you don't have to think about this, showing the world that you can do this, but you think it anyway.
You get two shots a match.
You know?
Right. The big lights from everybody watching on TV.
Yeah. It's like your mental game has to be just in your show or whatever you do in that time. But you really feel that, especially when you are so off of bowling. I retire almost 13 years.
Same here.
From the PBA.
Well, not PBA, but I do have a title.
So, but yeah, I'm not kind of like afraid to bowl anybody. That's how I learned to bowling in Mexico. And that's how I'm really, really good when I get into the show, because that makes me feeling pumped up.
Yep.
And I'm a really dangerous guy. When I'm in the finals, I'm really, really dangerous.
How hard is it to qualify for those shows? The margin of error must be so slim.
I mean, it's really, really, really hard to do it. But
how many bowlers start off the day, and then how many make the show? Like four
at the beginning of the week, yeah. How many are in
on the tour?
Four, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Or just at a regional. At a regional, there's like 225.
No, it depends, but small. For example, in nationals, they're around 120, so probably like 30 make the cut, or 24, something like that. But in the nationals, the top 120 bowlers in the world, it's like anybody can win that tournament.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you're not playing with some guy like
Shifter Paul.
You know?
It's Thunder.
Dr. Thunder.
It's
I can't win that tournament.
So it's depending on the pattern, who's bowling better that week or whatever, and it's really hard. So the thing here, I feel like I can practice a lot.
So to make like a scorpion pattern show, what is the how do you make that show? Like, what is the bowling before that? Like, the guys that make TV for the Scorpion or Fox, like, how many people show up and bowl against each other, and how many games, and what do you need to average?
I mean, you gotta bowl at least, you bowl eight games, No. Sorry. You bowl 5 games, first squad. Then you bowl another 5 games. They make this cut to top 16 after, I mean, they make this huge cut.
Okay.
For 120 bowlers to top 16 in 10 games. Wow. That's it. So once you get in top 16, then you play best of 5. Like three best of 5. And if you make it, then you go to top 8, and then you make it, go to top 4, and whatever is the best qualifier is in the 10 games, that's how you get into
the. So that's
the
crazy. Standard. It goes from 100 to
120
to 16 in fucking 10 games. That's insane.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Audio difficulties here. I think we're back.
So that's why bowling is so hard. It's not like a big bracket like every sport or whatever. Or like point system or...
Yeah.
But I think at the end is that we need to get more people involved. It's like to get in better shows, you know?
Yeah.
We get more better shows, the people more like try to be more, I don't know, more show off or more talking or whatever they do, because if you
more
throw a strike and you're like walking
more of a show.
You're walking back like a walk dead, you know, like, so the people say, oh, that guy is
those
right,
are the people Bayside Bowl get behind, the people that bring the energy, the
you
people
gotta
that
have
are
energy.
Electric after the Sharks. That's why we got behind Prather. Prather like fed off the energy and did the shark strike yourself. Like when you came back, I told you this the other night. I was there with my 8-year-old parents. My parents are in town, so I couldn't come in here. And you got a strike, and the four like fell back down. And you're just like, ah! And that's what we feed off, that energy. And usually you don't see those shows like on the road. That's what we need. That's why we all watch the NFL, because everybody is like in jerseys, face painted. When people are getting killed, people are going crazy. People feed off that energy.
I got a live update for people listening on tape later. The finals of the tournament are getting ready to start. It's John Manhees versus the Cupcake guy.
Is that the guy that used to be married to Cupcake?
No, I don't think so.
Are you telling me there have been cupcakes here?
Oh, I thought you were saying Gutter Boy made the finals.
Shots fired. Just made it personal.
Anybody you want to insult? I mean, this show is really good for insulting people.
How about the pattern?
We have about 10 to 12 listeners.
Just kidding, guys. Just kidding.
Let's talk about the upcoming draft league pattern. Was it Thailand?
Thailand, yeah.
Our farmer says it's really hard.
Gave
Thailand,
us a clinic on it.
Thailand looks, I think, looks very prepared. Playable?
He actually played in Thailand.
I bowled in Thailand.
Oh, it looks playable to the guy that's on the PBN. I did a 112
average. It's super easy, dude.
The scores in Thailand were like, to make the cut was like 235 to
high,
make the top 32 bowlers.
Yeah.
They're going to be about one bowler
Farmer's
who can bowl
at 235.
So the pattern is very playable.
He did.
But
thank you.
The thing is, like, if the people play that the pattern is supposed to play, you're going to have better scores. If not, it's just going to get nuts.
So how are you supposed to play this pattern?
Yeah. If you play it the right way.
I've played it a couple of times. It's not exactly the easiest. It's not the most miss room in the world.
Yeah, because if everybody starts in the right, every pattern in the world, if you have 8 guys starting and playing to the right, like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, everybody's throwing there with a lot of surface or whatever.
Yeah.
All the practice session and the last 2 minutes, they move left, like 5 balls left, every pattern is gonna get easier because you dry that zone. But if one is like on 2, 5, 20, 15, 17,
he's describing draft league.
Then it's just, you see, then it's
chaos.
Then it's just crazy. That's why on tour, on the PBA tour, you see that high scoring.
Right,
because even some patterns are like 3-1, 2-1, or whatever. everybody starts first.
I wanted to right. shove me by accident. That's every time a, I
so the they board. Drive the area.
Yeah, right.
And then you have like a hook spot. Hook yeah. spot
this
in the right.
This is gonna drive Cheese crazy. You know? There's finally yeah. a guy just, who knows just, everything about bowling, and he's retired.
And pretty much every pattern at the end play the same.
You're still retired.
Pretty much every pattern on the tour at the end play the same.
So what happens when people don't play it that way? Like you have people throwing straight balls, or you have people throwing backup balls.
Retired again.
That's the hard part. Like it doesn't break down. It gets messy, right?
Yeah, that's why. And then you just have to. Find your best way yeah. to do it.
You gotta find your happy.
You don't
place.
Have a way. You just have to find your best way.
All right. How do you do that?
So my plan with this with my great. Teammates is gonna be this.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
Tenderoni.
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 Calling you out.
Give me your bowling ball. I'm gonna hit it. I'm gonna hit it with 180. 180 sandpaper and throw it right of
180
or whatever, or 360, throw in right of 5.
You got to order more oil.
Yeah. You know? And we just put everybody there.
That's and pretty then good. Have a plan.
I'm going to make a plan for my team. Yeah. I don't care about the other teams. If they...
You're going to run that, by your captain.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you the...
Sound like a buddy gutter boy.
Who's the captain of the team?
Yeah, yeah. Buddy. I already... I already talked to...
Get out of here. Where's
to Hondo?
To Hong...
Hondo.
Honda. Casual Honda.
Casual Honda.
Casual Hyundai.
Daniel, right?
This is a sponsorship opportunity this season.
I think
we're a Kia house.
It's Hyundai, like Sunday, Monday, Hyundai.
We came in dead last.
We are a Kia house.
She's super fun. I knew she was going to average 106.
Yeah, and I think she has a face like she can strike. I don't know if she can strike or not, but she has a face. She has a strike face.
I'm out of here. I got to go do a draft with Dutch.
You're still talking.
Don't tell anyone.
Well, why don't you wrap us up? You're the closest we got to Farmer.
Who are we sponsored by now?
I don't know that we have one right now.
Hey guys, thanks for listening.
We're looking for a sponsor.
We might got one more thing.
So maybe people think like my team is not that good for draft league, but we're gonna make a plan.
You're a PBA bowler, and you didn't play this shit tournament.
I have so many things like we can. Do so many good
all
things.
All right, fuck it. I'm coming back.
And really bad stuff to the bowlers, too.
Arturo, oh. you...
Hey, if we are losing, I'm not going to tell you what we're going to do, but I have something.
Tell us, please.
Arturo has a shot called the Sticky Fingers that he served in his bar.
Arturo just talked about a fucking retirement. You just got 25 grand.
Yeah.
Making union money.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's easier. Like
it is easier than working.
Yeah.
Arturo, thank you for being on the show.
Okay, we're going to wrap it up.
No. We're going to shut down the I got to get to a fantasy draft. Obviously, we're going to still hang out. I mean, Charlie,
we might not record it.
I'm
what
failing.
Happens next.
Arturo, this is unusual. A great interview. We're psyched to have you as like a member of the Bayside crew.
So who is the sponsor of this show?
It changes
well,
every year,
it
right?
used to be
free
Thistles. It was like Main Beer Company.
Yeah, these guys used to sponsor
now
us.
Now it looks like it might be Modelo.
I mean, we gotta get somebody here so I can talk more about my beer experience, you know, whatever.
Yeah. I think you're teasing the next
episode.
That's
right gonna
now.
Be the name change episode.
I think Main Beer will be all right. pretty soon.
We can talk to them.
Yeah. Let's do it.
We've done that before.
Yeah.
Well, we look forward to another episode of Rooftop Sessions.
Yeah, maybe within the next 2 years. Yeah. Like last time was a 2-year window.
I like how Farmer was talking about.
I think so, because Farmer did leave 15 minutes in.
Farmer was. Yes,
like, I feel like we got to give Farmer one full.
Thank God.
But he might want to defend himself.
That's why Jeff is still alive. Farmer left.
He's on probation at this point.
Oh, sorry, Bull Murray.
Yeah, I don't know who you're talking about. All right, well, roll.
Oh, hey, click him up.
Yeah.
Roll beer. Thank you. Cheers to you, Bo Murray.
Thank you, guys.
Shout out to Rooftop.
Here's the draft season.
Yeah, Bopo.
Thanks for listening to Rooftop Sessions. We will see you on the lanes. Roll Bork.
Always fine lines between us, they say nowadays. Don't mean much, cross an anchor in the sand. What we did.
but my ship says sail, and I'm here to tell that I don't mean like the others and God. I keep searching and I can't seem to find what I'm wanting. It's changing all the time, and if you know. Time and